It's that time of year again. Combines are rolling across Oklahoma. And Kim, you've been talking to elevators. What are you hearing from them?
Well, I think yields are coming in probably around expectations, maybe slightly below that down south because of the weather. Test weight is very good, 60-plus pound test weights. The protein, I think, is disappointing. The report's 10.5% to maybe 11% protein.
Okay, now how's the wheat prices look?
Well, right now prices have increased a dime to 15 cents over the last week. We've had a 10 to 15 cent increase in the basis. The futures are just kind of wallowing around sideways. Cash prices in Oklahoma is running somewhere between 350 and 370 a bushel.
Should producers go ahead and sell right now, or should they store a little bit?
Well, if they're looking at a strategy, they can sell right now for the current price, or you can store it into the fall. Right now, the market is offering around 49-50 cents to store wheat between now and November. That's just looking at the spread between the July and the December contract. This time last year, if you look at a strategy, elevators bought wheat. If they had hedged it, put in a storage hedge on July 1 and taken it out the last day of April, they'd have made a dollar and a nickel a bushel on that hedge. So right now the market is telling them to store wheat. There's always the third strategy. If you have on-farm storage, you may want to look at that storage hedge, because the market's telling you right now they want it in that December, January time period rather than now.
Let's talk about wheat and carry right now.
Well, like I said, on that carry, elevators, and I think, you know, our protein is down, and you expect our basis to go down, our price to decline because of that. But the elevators want to buy that wheat now. They want it in storage because the market's offering them about 80 cents carry between now and next June. This time last year, it was offering them about 66 cents. So the market's offering the elevators a pretty good premium to buy the wheat and store it, so because it doesn't need it right now. If you're a producer and you got on-farm storage, you may want to consider that. It's not a guarantee, but right now that looks like a pretty good situation. Market's telling you to hold the wheat.
Even with 2016 wheat still in the bin.
Even with 2016 wheat in the bin this week, we got lowered production in Russia. We got lowered production in France. We got lowered production in Spain. The market's moving in the right direction, and if we can get, you know, some of these foreign crops less production, we're going to have a higher price in the fall.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.